Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that. Kevin Pollak, what's that? Yes, I know that's what I said, but what I meant was that if he caught the virus from someone on his staff and, you know, how you say, didn't make it, wouldn't it be ironic? I wasn't wishing ill on him or, you know, wishing he took the dirt nap soon. My God, I would never. Look over there, quick. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we, in no particular order. Say hello to James Heaney, Jimmy with the light brown hair. If it were considered quite cool to style your hair like a topiary, what animal would your topiary hairstyle resemble?
Well, I'm not that familiar with topiaries. If I'm thinking those are animal-shaped bushes, and I would have to go with a dinosaur, probably a brontosaurus.
That's correct answer.
All of those things are correct?
Yeah, and you are as familiar with topiaries now as you would ever want to be.
Well, I used the words that you said to kind of fill it in. I've never used the word topiary, but what I really liked is you said my light brown hair. Joey is trying to convince the world that I have red hair, and it's just not true.
No, it isn't. But it's so Joey. Say yay, Carla Kikowski is back!
Yay!
CC and the Rider, congratulations on completing the podcast, if not your worst nightmare, Craigslist. Any final comments after the fact?
I mean, he made me watch Schindler's List in the middle of a pandemic. What's more to say? the highlight of the quarantine so far.
Yeah. You win in life. Whoa, oh, there's Craig Kikowski. Kakao, give me the elevator pitch for your number one film of all time.
Okay. So, you remember the Holocaust, right?
Yep.
Okay, but it's in black and white. And there's a girl in the red dress, but she dies. Everybody dies. Well, not everybody.
Some people make it. Tina, can I get a tuna salad? Go ahead.
Okay, it's finally I have you, sir. This is great. Yep. Where was I? Everybody's dead, but some of them make it. There's Nazis.
Nazis funny like Hogan's Heroes?
No. There's jokes there. There's a few jokes, not a lot. And it's 4 hours long.
I'm sorry, you covered your mouth. It seemed like you said 4 hours.
I said 4 hours long.
All right. Thank you for that. Please welcome back returning champ, Dr. Cole Stratton.
Hello.
Michigan Coca-Cola, how will we go to the movies when we do?
Oh, when we're finally allowed back? Well, they're going to have to social distance. So it's going to be like four people per auditorium, and popcorn will be right. $173 for a medium, but for a quarter more,
Jesus,
you can get a large.
Right. That's perfect.
Can I just say one thing really quick? I swear it won't take long. If you just have I'm going to say it. If an astronaut can just put a helmet on and live out in space like that, can't everybody get a fucking helmet when they go to the theater? Like, that's done. Done deal.
An astronaut helmet?
I mean, yeah. If there's a more comfortable one, sure. It doesn't need to be, you know, safe space, but it needs to be
a safe space around you. So not the suit that contains the – Okay.
Just the
if there's projection issues, do you call Houston to help you out with it, or what's the deal?
It shouldn't be a Houston issue. It should be a local problem. Like, it would have like Bluetooth headphones or whatever headphones, and it's getting a microphone from what's outside, and it's crystal clear, and it's just speakering it into your headset.
I'm sorry.
You know, I told
like
you it wouldn't
said,
take long. I'm sorry.
It sounded to me like in your brilliant suggestion/dissertation, you did use the word speakering.
Yes, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yes,
he
did.
Last, but wash your hands for 40 seconds if you think at least it's Joey Greer. Crazy Kenny, if a train leaves the station in Chicago traveling east at noon, how many people were allowed to board?
James has red hair, and if you don't think he does, you're a fucking idiot, okay? Because he does, and he has been running this campaign, this mudslinging campaign against me, and everyone who knows that his hair is fiery, fiery red. Thank you.
Let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails, the others from Patreon VIPs. If you'd like to submit your listener email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. I read all the emails. I reply. I love, 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 love each and every damn one of you for writing them. So thank you, and please continue. Some of you recently have mentioned you've written reviews. Never stop doing that. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, write to your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene number one comes to us from brand new Patreon Alchemaniac, Robert Thompson, who wrote, "Greetings, alchemists. My name is RJ. I am currently deployed in the Navy since before COVID. Thanks to COVID, I haven't been able to come home. I've been listening to Alchemy This to help maintain my level of sanity at peacefully deranged." That's his level, in case that wasn't clear by the way I read it. "You are all hilarious, and I try to get my shipmates to listen, but..." My favorite moment in any one of these. "But they don't share my elevated sense of humor." No, they fucking don't.
No, they don't.
"My scene suggestion is as follows. A crew of U.S. Navy sailors realized that they deployed without any knowledge on how to run a ship. This becomes extremely evident when the countries of Norway and Australia joined forces against that U.S. ship. Love you all. I don't pick favorites. One team, one fight."
Aww.
All right, everyone up in 20 minutes. Okay, we're gonna have to go upstairs for the. We're gonna have to go upstairs in 20 minutes. Okay, so let's just make sure everyone's up.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, we stayed up really late last night playing Truth or Dare.
Oh.
Also, when you say go upstairs, do you mean go above the sea line?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I mean, go up on the tippy top deck. Okay, so we're all going to go up there.
Tom can't go up there; he gets seasick.
Yeah, I get real seasick every time I see water.
All right, Tom.
Can be seawater. It can be sink water.
Any kind of water.
Any kind of water.
Hey, yes. Sarge, I'm going to sleep this one off. I did a lot of dares last night.
He did. He licked all up and down Roger's foot. All up and down.
That was crazy.
I didn't realize I could request truth.
Well, where's the fun in requesting truth?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to sleep this one off.
All right. You know what? I'll push it. I'm going to push it. Okay, let's do 40. All right. Let's get up there.
You're the best. You're the best.
You're okay.
All right, I don't need people to like sound off on their opinions of me. Okay, I don't need that. All right, so let's just do 40. I'll meet you up on the tippy top deck. Okay.
Again, just for clarification, when you say tippy top deck, are we breaking surface of the water to the air?
Oh,
sir?
I feel sick. I feel sick. He said water.
All right, let's don't not talk about water. About let's not, so. All right, Logan, you think that we are underwater right now? Is that what you think?
Yes. I work below deck, so.
Right. I'm getting that right now. I understand there's not a lot of windows down where you're working over in the mining area. All right, where we mine.
Below deck.
So let's
in the galley.
Let's all take a second here. Yeah. I know it. We all have a little chef in us. Okay, so let's just take a second here.
No, we don't all have a little chef in us. I'm the sous chef. You understand? Okay. You don't eat if I don't sue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
Am I going above the water line?
You already are. Okay, we got to get a bucket. I'm going to get a bucket. Let's push this to 60.
Hey, Sarge, dare me to drink that.
Oh, don't dare him. He will drink it. Don't dare him.
Dare
Tom's
me.
Vomit?
Dare me. You don't want me to do it? Fuck it.
Dare me to drink it.
I dare you to drink that shit. I dare you to drink that shit.
God. Oh, God. Oh.
Finish it.
Finish it.
Oh. I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, the chunky parts on the bottom.
Oh, shit. This is nasty. We got to clean this up. Let's push it to hour 20, huh? Because we got to clean 20. Up all this hour 20. All right.
Is that 1,020?
Yes, it is. Okay, so let's do 1,000 minutes, 20 seconds, and then I'll meet you up on the tippy-top deck, okay?
When you say tippy-top.
Oh. Uh-oh. Coca-Cola, 1-2-8. I don't know how it... I don't know.
It's okay. I defer to the sous chef. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, when you say tippy top, sir,
yep.
Do you mean I'm going from below deck to an upper deck?
How about this, Logan? You just stay here, okay? Because I feel like this, like you leaving this area is causing a lot of distress. So why don't you just stay put and everyone else will just say, jump on up, okay?
We'll take the rope. I don't know if I can.
Okay. You don't know if you can stay here? No. Okay.
He doesn't like to be alone.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what? Let's just call off everything we got to do today because we got to settle in here and we got to figure each other's shit out, all right? Because we can't run this ship unless we're on the same page, okay?
Hey, Captain. Yeah. Or Commander.
Sarge, all of the above. Let's
Sarge,
go.
Sarge, truth or dare?
Oh, come on. I can't play that.
Truth or dare? We all played it.
All right, truth.
Truth. Is your hair color red? Or light brown?
Tell the truth.
It's red.
I thought so.
Sarge, sorry to barge down here, but there's a couple of ships coming. They're super close. I was looking at the little thingy, you know, with the, that goes above with the periscope or whatnot, and I saw these other ones. There's like two other ones.
What's that called?
I don't know.
What is that called?
Toothpick. Toothpick.
No. What's that thing you look through? Shit. What the fuck is it called?
Toothbrush.
I think it's called a periscope.
I think I said Plate. It wasn't.
I don't know.
It's a periscope.
I don't know.
Topiary.
It's a topiary.
All right. Well, we're looking through the topiary, and these two other ships are coming at us, and they don't seem like nice. One of them's got a little red light going. It's like it's moving around. So, anyways. The radio keeps crackling. I think we're supposed to respond to something. I don't know. I came down here as soon as I can. You have me doing so many things.
USS Amendment, do you come in? USS Amendment, do you come in? This is His Majesty's Royal Norwegian Ship, John Carl. Hello, this is Royal Norwegian Ship, John Carl.
Look,
do you read us?
Just get off the line if they're not going to answer. All right, just get off.
Okay, but I can see the ship. We should be in radio distance from them, and they're in hostile territory.
Yeah, but maybe they don't like you. You ever think that? It's a you thing.
What, can I ask you, what was it like this in the German Navy before you transferred over to Norway?
Yes. Yes, it was, okay? It was like that. It was like this. There was always one person on the ship who was just causing all these problems. Let's go over there. Let's make this water hostel. What's the difference?
Okay. Look, I'm going to radio our friends on the USS Kangaroo, okay?
Yeah, fine, whatever. Yeah, do it.
Okay. USS Kangaroo. USS Kangaroo.
G'day. Come over in. G'day. US Kangaroo here.
This is His Majesty's Royal Norwegian Ship, John Carl.
Hey, John Carl. Good day to you. How's it going then?
Just to be clear, John Carl is the name of the ship, and my name is Junk.
How are you? I understand that, then. It's okay to say hello to the ship, then. Ship is like a person, I think. G'day.
All right.
Well, this has been fun.
That,
good talk,
but,
then.
I mean,
good
I
talk.
Heard what you said. Okay. Good talk. Do you have eyes on USS Amendment?
Yeah, we do. It's right there off the starboard bow. See it, then.
This is weird that they are in hostile territory. I mean, this is clearly Norwegian/Australian water.
Yep. What a great team we make. Norway and Australia then.
Oh, crikey. Did you see that there's a ship coming up? There's an American ship over there. You see it?
Officer Irwin, would you like to take the call here?
Who are you on the radio with?
I'm on the radio with John Collins, a ship from Norway then.
Oh, good day, Norway.
Hello there. I'm assuming you're also an Australian, but...
I am. You can hear it.
He's from the Dingo unit. We're not quite as posh or refined as we are, then. Should we fire a warning shot?
Pretty close.
Yes, we will fire a warning shot from the east.
And we'll fire one from down under, then.
Right. That's on brand. That is on brand. That is
also scene one. Scene two comes from Jules and Will, who wrote
Actually, she previously wrote a lovely email, which I read to you all a while back. This is her scene suggestion that I did not read.
Very cool.
And here's the scene suggestion. A young couple goes to a seedy humane society and adopts a puppy that is, unbeknownst to them, a 3,000-year-old demon sent from hell.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much all any animal you want here. Sorry for all the dust, but don't get a lot of people coming in and out.
What is that dust, if I could just ask real quick?
Probably flakes of skin, mostly.
The animal skin?
Yeah, just, you know, skin, just piling up over time.
Some of it looks like human skin.
Yeah, well, honey, you know, hey, honey, who's to know? Who's to know, huh? Okay, well,
my wife actually works in a hospital, and I believe if she's saying it looks like hospital skin, we go with that.
Yeah, I can
tell. Oh, that's what this is, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You work at a hospital. Well, that's great. You went to school, huh?
I did.
Yeah, that's cool.
We've gotten a little sidetrack. We would love to adopt a puppy.
Yes.
We love that your shelter does not euthanize.
That's true.
So if you could just show us some puppies.
Basically, we woke up this morning and we were like, today's the day we're going to adopt a puppy from the grossest animal shelter in town that does not euthanize their animals.
Well, I appreciate that.
Honey, if I may, you said all of that?
That's true. I said that.
And I nodded.
I often talk in monologues first thing in the morning.
Sometimes I think she's doing Shakespeare. I don't
know. Hey, I don't need this. I don't need this, all right? I don't need to know about y'all, okay? Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, that's
let me
tell you something. Don't you need?
Okay, look, I'm going to leave you two here for a second. I got to handle something in the back. And don't you touch a damn thing, all right?
Like you touch pamphlets?
Don't touch those goddamn – put them down, all right? Jesus.
Like this light switch?
My God, all right? I gotta go in the back.
Sir, if you don't mind, could you just take us to the back and show us the puppy?
Could you just do that for us, sir? I think you're a very nice man, even though you've been nothing but rude.
Oh, yeah, whatever. All right,
you smell terrific.
Well, thank you.
You smell terrific. Yeah.
Come on. All right, just come on back for a second, all right?
Should we remove our shoes?
You can keep them on. You're going to want to actually put on this hazmat suit. You're actually going to want to cover up.
Oh, and these spaceman astronaut helmets. Yep.
Yeah. They don't connect to nothing, but there's Bluetooth speakers in there, so you're going to be able to hear whatever I want. So
we'll be able to hear the animals?
Oh, yeah. I got microphones on the outside of that helmet, so they'll pick up anything. So just come on with me back out here.
Are the puppies mic'd? Would we be able to hear them?
Can you?
I hear that one.
Oh, wow.
I hear that one.
I hear one.
He's thirsty.
Why don't you take this one?
He's pretty cute.
Yeah, take this one.
What's his name? Or her name?
Demon.
Demon.
Demon. Oh, mm-hmm. French.
Like Damon?
Yeah. Why don't you just take this one real quick? Just get out of here quick, please.
Okay. Well, we'll take him.
No charge.
There must be some paperwork to fill out.
No, there's not.
Is there a chip in? Have a chip?
Man, just get your finger real quick and prick it. There we go. Get some blood. Okay, good. Ow. Okay, good. Okay, good. We're good. Hey, that's all we needed. So, all right.
Yeah, we'd like to chip Demon before we leave.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Whatever. Okay, here we go. Let me get this MacBook and break it open. Here we go. Here's a chip. Okay, where do you want it? Where do you want it? In its eye or something? Let me just put it in its eye right there. Okay, there you go. It's chipped. Okay, great. Okay. Cool. All right. Let's get it out of here, huh? Let's get it out of here.
Good thing I work at a hospital. I know how to treat this eye injury.
Do you sell, before we leave, do you sell doggy eye patches?
Doggy eye patches? God damn it. Yeah, sure. Here, let me
just. That's a diaper.
Yeah, we'll just put it around its eye, okay? Look, you got to get out of here, okay? Please, you got to get out of here. Take that dog and get out of
here. Do you have a hot date or something?
You don't understand the evil that's coming for you. You don't understand what you opened up. You have to leave. You're not safe.
Wait,
you're not
safe. Did you just say evil's coming for us?
Yeah, and we're not safe? What is that even?
You're not safe. You got to go. You got to go now. That dog, that demon. You got to go. You got to go now, please.
Could we buy a crate from you to put
Demon? We definitely need to crate train Demon.
Okay, if you're looking at crates, I'm going to have to tell you that they're pretty pricey, okay? So I'm not just going to give one up. So I got different models here. I got aluminum typhoid here, not the fever, not the disease, okay? That's a kind of metal, all right? So what do you think? You want
them a crate.
Oh, my
give
gosh.
Them a
okay,
crate.
Fuck it. Just take that crate. Yeah. Okay. Take that crate.
Is my Bluetooth malfunctioning?
Before we leave, you've got to tell us where you're performing. Is it the Comedy Magic Club? Because that little ventriloquism act you just did with
very
the puppy.
Impressive.
That was sick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Look, just take the crate, okay? And if you want to give me money.
Father McConaughey, are you busy?
No, I've got a spare minute.
Well, you see, I had my dog fixed a long time ago, and she had a baby. Long story short, my wife had a dream that there was an angel in this puppy, and I don't know what to do with it. We're not even religious. So I brought this puppy that my wife had a dream.
You're not even religious. I see you at the service every Sunday, though.
Well, I come because we got kids, and... I figured I just I hear it in the
Someone's ringing the front door of the church. Someone's ringing the front door of the church. Hello.
Hey, are you doing confessions today or?
Yeah, confessions are from 2 to 4 typically. But is it an emergency?
No. I just wanted to know if there was confessions today.
Yeah, come back at 2.
Okay, 2 to 4.
Oh man, you pranked the church so hard.
Yeah, dude, I rang that bell and he showed up.
That's like ding dong ditch to the new level, man. Oh man. Tell me you got it on camera. Did you record it?
Oh yeah, hell yeah, I did. Yeah. Check it out.
Oh man. Wild, huh? Oh, he doesn't answer for such a long time. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, it's a big church, so he didn't.
There he said came, yes, and then you left.
It was very nice.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I'd love to help you out with your puppy, son, but I've got to wait for this guy. He's showing up for confession at 2 o'clock, all right?
Well, I can't take this puppy back. This dog was fixed because we can't have multiple dogs. We're going to get kicked out of our apartment. We can all have right. one dog.
And I'm supposed to help you even though you've admitted to being a non-believer.
I don't know. This is God's puppy. It's not my puppy. What do you want me to do with it? It's allegedly my wife.
Oh, there he is.
Can I please? Don't.
Hello. Wide
Hello.
Open for...
Hello, be careful. I warn you, Father. Evil is coming. Evil.
What?
Evil is coming.
What kind of evil are you talking about?
Evil. I don't know.
Can you be more specific?
I mean, it's evil. It's bad evil. It's devil. Devil evil. Evil devil.
Evil devil.
Evil devil, Father. Evil devil, Father. Beware. Beware.
Oh, man. You Mrs. Doubtfire the shit out of the church, man. That was hilarious. Oh, and the sound's so good. You totally speakeringed it. I'm so proud of you, man. You got to go back again.
I think that was actually just an old Polish woman, man. I don't think that was me, man.
Hey, Anna, I noticed you were looking to get a quick confession. I can help you out. Step over to my car.
All right.
Yeah. So I'll go in the front seat, you get in the back, and we'll do your confession. It's
$17. $17. Usually
it's a
free.
Contribution. It's a contribution.
So, all right. Yeah, sure.
To Jesus. Jesus needs new shoes, new sandals. So $17.
There you go.
I don't have change for a 20, sadly.
Oh, do you want me to get change and come back? Or
I'm going to say thank you for the 20. I appreciate it. So right, go ahead.
Welcome.
What are your sins?
Well, it's been maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes since I got in the back of a car.
Right.
And, let's see. I guess the first thing I want to say is I've been doing a lot of ding dong ditches with my buddy and recording them and putting them on a private YouTube channel that only he and I can see. And I don't know.
What's
I kind of feel
name
bad.
Of the channel?
All the fun things that me and Clark are doing.
So your buddy's name is Clark.
Yeah. Okay. And that's pretty much it. And I bumped into an old Polish woman. She pointed at me and she said thinner. And so I don't know what that's about, but I feel bad about bumping into her. And
did you knock it down?
Yeah, I knocked it down.
Okay. Did you help her back up?
No, no, I think that's why she said thinner.
Oh, Demon, come on. Eat something for us. Just eat anything.
How can you not be hungry? You're a dog. Dogs eat their own poo. Demon, please, eat. This is like the best. We made you lunch.
We did. We killed a chicken and boiled it just for you, Demon.
Human flesh. Ding dong. Human flesh.
Ah. I really got to fix these Bluetooth.
Ding dong.
You getting that also?
Yeah, I'm getting that. It's very... Oh, that's the front door, right?
I think we're picking up like an old Dr. Demento radio show.
Oh, okay.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, no, that's definitely the door. Hold on.
That's the door.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello, I'm Father Mulcahy from the Catholic Church. Why are you both wearing astronaut helmets?
Well, we got them for free.
All also, right. Is that why you stopped by, Father?
No. I've been warned about evil devil. I have a tip, a hot tip, that you may have a demon
Wait,
living here in your apartment.
Evil devil. Can you define evil devil for us?
It's a rhyming catchphrase, just hoping it's going to catch on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
A beautiful old Polish woman told me about it. I'm strangely in love with her, but... Due to my vow of
celibacy?
Celibacy, yes. I was going to say sobriety, but...
we know that's a joke.
That is a joke. I need a little nip. Anyway, speaking of little nip...
Would you like to come in for a drink, Father?
Yeah.
Not a drink, but I need to see the puppy.
Oh.
You need to see the puppy, why?
I need to see the puppy because there's a demon living inside it.
Well, there's Demon. We have a Demon here.
Yeah.
Your dog is named Demon.
You're saying there's evil devil in our Demon?
Wait, this all is starting to make sense.
I mean, it does make sense in terms of not being the Dr. Demento show that we heard.
Right.
There is evil devil in Demon.
Would the dog be able to speak? There it is.
He's growling at me.
Could, in fact, the power of Christ compel him? Or you?
Look, it's been a while since I've done an exorcism, but I did bring my kit.
Okay, please do something.
Father,
okay.
Can you remove the evil devil and leave us the demon dog? The dog. Could you?
We love the dog. We could do without the devil.
So you want to get the devil out of demon.
Yes, please.
Demon.
Demon.
This is Exorcisms on Tape. Chapter 1.
Okay, I just need to bone up. Just need to bone up a little bit. It's been a while.
Have you done this before?
I have, but it's been a while. I did it in priest training school.
Wait.
Luckily, I held on to my cassette tapes.
Father, do you want to borrow my ear pods? I just got them.
I don't know if they'll hook up to this cassette.
I just got
to
turn on the Bluetooth.
Boombox. Let go, you beast!
Sweetheart, I guess the father wouldn't take the puppy. I guess we'll just have to have him put down.
Are you serious?
I don't know what else to do. We can't have two puppies in this apartment. We got one dog already.
Well, then I'm sorry. Then I guess you gotta go.
I gotta go? I don't think that's gonna help.
I either can take care of two dogs or one dog and you, okay?
I mean, I think that this is unfair. We've been together for a long time and...
A long time. You can't even give me a number.
You got the dog fixed.
Homer, you can't even give me a number. Long time?
4-ish years. I mean, four-ish we were together before years. And then it was official 4 years-ish ago. Nonetheless, you told me that you got the dog fixed.
I did get the dog fixed.
Then how does it have a goddamn puppy?
I don't know. Okay, maybe it's a miracle of God. Okay, maybe it's an immaculate conception.
That's what you say, but you know what? If it was a miracle of God, Father McConaughey would have taken it.
Maybe.
But now I'm going to take this dog, and I'm going to bring him to the vet and get him destroyed.
You're going to kill possibly Christ.
I don't know. What do you want me to do? You're going to kick me out of my apartment? This is ridiculous.
Homer, what do you want me to say? Okay, this is a divine dog. Okay, I can't just say bye to it.
I mean, maybe you and I can just move to a different apartment that's bigger and maybe would allow two dogs. It's
fine. We'll let the dogs have this apartment and then me and you will move to a different apartment.
That seems ridiculous.
Okay, Homer, then what?
Dogs
that's your
don't
idea.
Have apartments. It's not my idea. I said that you and me should leave. You know what? I'm taking this dog.
Fine.
I'm going to the vet, and I'm going to have it destroyed.
Oh my God.
So Father, you would have the dog destroyed?
Yeah, I want to have this dog destroyed. It's it was an un. We didn't.
Okay, we don't do that.
If, I mean, what do you
if
do?
If there's an elderly,
don't you put
if there's
dogs
an,
down?
We're a vet's office. We heal animals. Okay. If there's an elderly dog that's sick, we'll put it down. We're not going to destroy a dog for you.
Oh well, then what the hell do I do with this?
Got a toucan up.
Okay, sorry. I got a toucan that's got the croup. Okay, so
what am I supposed to do with this puppy?
Look, I don't know, pal. Okay, but I'm not going to destroy this beautiful animal.
Got a salmon up.
Okay, I got a toucan and a salmon. I'm getting backed up here, pal.
You fixed the salmon?
Snake on the loose. Snake on loose.
Yeah, the salmon was swimming downstream. I got to reverse him. You know, get him heading back the other way.
Watch out for that snake.
Got a gecko doing the cha-cha. Gecko. Doing the cha-cha.
Okay, you're backing me way up here, pal.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I'll just have to bring it to the Humane Society.
Look, there is some kill shelters in town. Like, you didn't hear it from me.
Okay.
And that's scene two. Good Lord Almighty. Scene three comes to us from Patreon VIP Chance Utwell. If there's a chance, Utwell. Who wrote, I stole this idea from watching Joey and James on Alchemy This live on Instagram. That's Alchemy This on Instagram. Well, this is a very hip Chance Utwell. My scene suggestion is this, and you and James and Joe are going to need to help me with Dark Magus, Magus, Mags, Mogs, M-A-G-E-S, Dark M-A-G-E-S.
Mages?
Is that what it's called?
It's a mage. I imagine that he's talking about a mage that practices the dark arts of spellcasting, I think.
Is this a video game you guys played?
M-A-G-U-S? Is that what you
E-S.
said? Yes, mages.
M-A-G-E-S.
Magus.
Yeah, mages probably.
I don't know.
Did you guys do something on Instagram Live? Involving dark mages?
Have you guys ever done Instagram Live?
I've never. I don't even have an Instagram. I don't know what the hell this guy is talking about.
Okay. Well, let's proceed. Anyways, his scene suggestion is dark mages make scratch and sniffs stickers. Have fun and stay safe, kids. Chance Utwell. Yeah, hi. You come for some stickers?
Yeah, I have wanted some new ones for my collection, and I'm just wanting some good ones this time.
Okay, did you want to go, as they say, outside the box, or do you want to see just what we've got as the top selections?
Well, outside the box, does that imply something scary?
It implies something that your friends don't have.
That's what I want. That's exactly what I want, and I have a bunch of money. I stole my mom's money. I stole my mom's grocery money.
Oh, geez.
I stole all of it. My dad gave it to her, and she begged him for a long time, and he finally gave her money for groceries, and then I stole it for stickers. I'm going to spend
if
all of
I
it.
May, in the business, we call that a heads-up move. So good on you. Let me just bring out some of our better – oh, here's a beauty. Yeah. This scratch and sniff sticker represents some – dark mages.
Oh, I love mages.
You're familiar?
I've heard of them.
You're familiar.
I did a whole report on them last year at school.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's helpful.
There's a lot of different kinds.
Well, what are some of your favorite kinds? Let me see if I got those.
I like the dark fun mages. I like
dark fun.
The dark charming mages. I also like the dark food expert mages.
Up, oh, that's the one we get.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
yeah, and it was just crazy, but I mean, I really, if you think about it, it's like more of like a community gathering than necessarily like a picnic and all that. So I'm just really looking forward to it. How much do I owe you for
it's
the?
It's gonna be $249.81, cash or credit.
I have cash. Let me just see here. Okay, hold on one second. How much?
Sounds like one hell of a picnic.
Yeah, it's going to be. I set the whole thing up.
You can make a lot of coleslaw with all this cabbage.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be the whole thing.
Speaking of cabbage, it's $249.81.
Okay, just give me one second here.
Sorry, folks. She's just trying to.
Just give me a second, okay?
Come on!
If you don't have the cash, we'll take a card.
Okay, well, I cut up all my cards today because I had cash. Okay, so
why would you do that?
Well, I had cash. I didn't need my cards. Okay. I don't have any money, John. I don't have any money. Do you mind if I can just put this on my tab or something?
There's no tabs here.
Okay,
this
John, please.
This is not
so
the 1950s.
Okay, this is so where it should be.
Do you need to take some items back?
Should I put these groceries out? Take the groceries out of these bags or?
No. Leave them. Okay. Let me just take these groceries to my car and look for the cash in my car.
No, ma'am, I can't let you do that.
Please don't make me.
I'm just trying to buy some Gatorade.
Just give me a second, sir. If you wanted to buy one item, you should have gone to a 7-Eleven.
Okay, Terry, can we open up another aisle, please?
No, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Okay.
This lady without any money is holding us all back.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Our minimum wage is really small, and we don't really have the energy to do this right now.
Okay, well, maybe then you should get fired. Do you ever think about that, actually?
Hey, Becky, heard your mom broke last night. That's a bummer. I like the stickers on your notebook, though. Are those new?
Yeah, they're brand new. I got them, but I don't know how I got them.
Okay.
Hey.
I mean... I didn't think there was a backstory. I just thought they were neat.
No, there's no backstory. I didn't steal money to get them. Shut up.
Wait, what? Why?
Stop accusing me. There's nothing. I didn't do anything wrong. I just have them.
Becky, I just said they were nice. I'm not accusing you of anything.
My mom had a nervous breakdown. It's not my fault.
Oh, I didn't say that it was. They're just nice stickers, Becky.
What's your mom do, huh?
I don't have a mom. I have two dads.
Well, that's weird.
No, it's not.
Clark. James, thanks for hanging out with me and just cracking a beer. I don't know what the hell happened with my wife. She just snapped. And
could you describe the snap?
It was just a break. Just a break.
Is there a volume raise in her voice?
When the police came and they escorted her out of the grocery store, I knew that there was a problem.
Hold it. Tits chilling. What do you mean the police came?
Yeah, the police came. They had to stun her. It took six different cops with four different stun guns, two police canines to bring her down.
Tommy, why are you making up stories?
I'm not making it up, Clark.
It didn't take six cops to wrestle your wife to the ground.
Yes, it did. Okay, yes, it did.
Because she snapped.
Yes, okay.
And she became the Hulk.
She has Norwegian blood in her, okay? She's a fighter.
She probably was doing PCP. She's probably doing PCP. Gives you unreal
I mean, that's a
amounts
decent
of
guess.
Strength. Yeah.
I mean,
it's
I
a
don't
bummer
know.
About your wife.
Yeah, I just thanks for having this beer with me so I could just talk it out. Yeah, I mean,
Mom, I wanted to come visit you, and I just wanted to say hi.
Pick up the phone.
She can't hear you.
Oh,
you gotta
pick
you gotta
up the okay. phone. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I don't know how these things work. Most kids my age don't have moms in jail.
I know.
I'm glad you're out of the psychiatric ward, though.
Me too. I just... Mommy had a break, you know?
Get back from the window.
Oh. Okay.
Me or her?
Me
Both
or her?
Both of you. Both of you. I'm not going to ask you again.
But I'm not... Okay. Hey, Mom. I have to confess to you.
Okay, yeah.
I stole your money... so I could buy scratch and sniff stickers.
Baby. Jesus.
I'm addicted.
Baby, you don't have to lie to me. You don't have to lie to me, okay?
I'm not lying. I stole your money so I could buy Dark Food Expert Mage's scratch and sniff stickers.
Honey, I don't know. Look, I spent that money on PCP.
On PCP?
I spent some of that money on PCP. Wait, you did steal the money?
Wait, you stole the money.
Well, I did earlier. I had just actually, I had PCP money I always stole away. Wait, you stole?
I did. I stole money the money.
Get back from the window.
I'm trying to confess. I need to be close when I'm doing it.
Just raise your voice.
I can't believe this.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I can't believe this.
I'm sorry that I drove you insane.
Wow. Well, I want you to know the rest of your life that you did this, okay?
Will you ever forgive me?
I don't know. If I get out of here, maybe.
Please forgive me.
Make way. Make way for the two hero police dogs that took down that woman the other day. Here they come, wearing their medals.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
One of those dogs is pure evil.
Is it the one with the smoke coming off of its skin?
Yeah, it's got that fucked up eye.
Those dogs.
Woof.
Hey, Sarge, is it safe to have these dogs just open roam?
Define safe.
I guess away from danger, I guess. I don't know.
Sure. It's completely safe.
Okay, you're kind of flipping about that. Is it safe or not?
Yes, go pet the dogs.
All right, shit. All right, well, you heard him. Oh, damn. You know, those dogs have more commendations than I do.
That's right. Yes, they're being reassigned. They're joining the Navy. Struggled. You didn't hear this? They're going to the Navy. They're going to serve on a ship.
Goddamn. A Navy right. dog. Well, that's pretty good.
All right, buddy. Truth or dare? Little demon.
Truth.
Dare?
Truth. I said truth.
I couldn't hear you through this helmet. All right. Tell us the truth right now. Where does your demonic spirit come from?
Like an origin story.
Okay. This is hard. No one ever asked me that. They're just like, get the evil out. Not where you're from. What's your story? All right, well, as you know, I'm a demon.
I can drink more puke if you need some time to kill.
Please, chug away. Well, oh, that's pure evil. I can't even wish that on you. Spit it up, buddy. Spit it up.
I heard that it started when you saw your mom get euthanized at the shelter.
That's right. I had stolen her kibble money to go buy some support dog stickers that I put on my collar and they euthanized her. And then that's when I split. And ever since then, I've just been full of evil, conquering things as I go.
USS Amendment, do you read? We will fire on you. Repeat, we will fire on you from
they
the
can't
east
hear you. They just
and
can't
from
hear you.
Down under. What is it, Hans?
They can't hear you, okay? They don't like you. It's a you thing.
I don't know why they're not answering.
I'm going to go ahead and fire then. All right. If nobody has any objections.
This is Jim.
I'll put the torpedo in.
I'm just the sous chef. Over. I'm just the sous chef.
Oh, forgetting the radio.
Oh, wait. We're getting something. We have a sous chef.
This is Jim. Jim, I'm below deck, a sous chef in the galley, and for some reason, you're coming in loud and clear.
You're in Norwegian Australian waters. Please explain your purpose here.
I've not seen the water in about 16 weeks, so I don't know which waters we're in.
Have you stayed below the water line?
I'm preparing some carrots.
Oh, is someone on the tippy top saying water?
Oh, God. Don't make me drink that, too. Don't make me drink that. Hey, Damon, it's so good that we got some new blood in here. We were going crazy just playing truth and dare among ourselves, you know. It's good to have a new sailor around.
It's nice to actually have people that care and don't just want to expunge me from this dog body.
I'd like to pick up one book of Dark Mage stamps.
Yeah?
Is there any Dark Mage stamps left?
Well, we got some scratch and sniffers. I don't know if that's what you mean when you say stamps.
Stamps, stickers. Yes. Let me have one book.
You're perspiring there, buddy. You feeling okay? You got the virus?
No, I don't have the virus, but I need the spellcasting ability of one book of dark magic stamps or stickers, whatever.
Forgive me for prying there, Cappy, but you seem to be from out of town. Where are you from? Where you hail from?
I'm from a dark world far, far from here. Please, it is an emergency. These robes are very hot and this hat is very heavy.
Excuse me. Excuse me, son. Don't sell those stickers to that mage. Don't sell the stickers to that mage.
Hold on, then.
They're evil. Evil, devil stickers.
Ding dong.
Keep talking. I'm all ears.
Ding dong.
Sorry. Sorry. I've got to get that.
That is a loud bell. Quick, before the father returns. One book of dark major stamp stickers, stickers.
Yeah.
Please.
Hello, yeah, can I help you?
2780.
2780.
There's no one there. Oh, I got ding-dong ditched again. In somebody else's store. Oh, I should have known. It's an evil spell. An evil, devil spell. All right. I'm going to cast the demon. I'm
going to
cast the demon out of this mage. Just got to find the right tape.
If you're thinking about exercising three or four demons, please go to disc 2 on the CD-ROM.
CD-ROM? Oh, no.
We need to finish this transaction quickly.
Just waiting on the 2780 there, Cappy.
Oh, they upgraded to a different media.
Do you have change for this gold coin?
Okay,
oh, look at
I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go to the Radio Shack to get the Exorcism CD-ROM, all right?
Some sort of token you got there, eh?
It's a golden coin.
Yeah, so pretty much the only CD players we got right now are the Dell XT9 and
I don't need a CD player. I need a CD-ROM. A CD-ROM instructional course on Exorcism.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Here you go. We got these for Linux only.
All right. What do I owe you?
That'll be $572.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Hey, excuse me. Where are your remote control cars and RCA cables?
They're right in the front display. You should see a pyramid of them.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I missed the pyramid of cars. Thanks.
All right. Sorry. I had cash. I had cash this morning.
Do you have a card or something? Or?
No. I cut up my card.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking for the father. I wanted to confess to the father. Well, I guess a stand-in works.
Let me get the father for you. Hey, Padre, someone's here to see you.
Father.
All right. Father McConaughey. You're ready for confession. Is it 2 o'clock already, man? All right.
And that is our show for today. Oh, baby. We are back.
With a vengeance.
Let's thank all of our alchemists today. Returning champion, Carla Kakowski. Carla, so nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoying the hell out of the shows on West Side Comedy's Twitch.
Thank
you. Yeah, amazing stuff. And you want to tell folks
sure.
about
how
they can...
Yeah, sure. So if you go to westsidecomedy.com, our theater, now that we are closed for now, has moved online. So we're doing shows 6 nights a week, and we're doing online classes, and you can find all that at westsidecomedy.com. And Bear Supply have been VIPs and have really... helped us out every Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Nice. Oh. James Heaney, you're one of them Baron suppliers.
I sure am. That's today's a recording day, which is Wednesday, so tonight we will be live at 7 p.m. Woo-hoo.
Only not when you're hearing this, just when James is talking. But if you just go to westsidecomedy.com, you check their calendar and they got all the information necessary.
Yes, thank you.
To help you find your show of desire, Cole Stratton.
Yeah.
What's going on? Where should folks look for you?
Well, we've just SF Sketchfest is trying to figure out what we're doing while this thing drags on. So we've just started launching a series of archival videos. We've been recording shows for like 19 years just for archival purposes. Never thought to do anything with them, but in order to kind of help keep the festival afloat and support the performers in the videos, as well as some charities and venues and stuff that are struggling. We're releasing a new video every week. So we already released the Best in Show reunion we did a couple of years ago, the Airplane reunion. We got a bunch of other great stuff coming up, several of which you are in, Kevin. So looking forward to all of that. So go to SFSketchfest.com and check them out. They're rentals for like $5, and it all goes to support people that need it.
SFSketchfest.com. Check it out, folks. The archive videos so far, the ones that you've mentioned and the ones I've seen come up there are already instantly extraordinary, and to know that these videos existed is exciting as hell. So check them out, folks, please. Craig Kukowski?
Yeah, at Kukowski is your one-stop shop for anything I may be doing. I have no plans to do anything, but it's like it would probably be on that. I may get back to work on that topiary maze that I've been working on for several years.
Several years, indeed. Like 11, I think.
I think it's been 11 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. That's what James had mentioned. Joey Greer.
Yeah. Find me at Jebby Grieber on Instagram.
Right.
And Bear Supply at Westside's Twitch. That's twitch.tv/Westside Comedy Theater. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. And like Carlos said, shows 6 nights a week. Check that shit out.
All right. Let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you all and wishing you all extremely perfect health. Until next time.
Alchemy this.